I wrote on the board the cross, the fruit. You know, we've talked for three Sundays about the cross, and last week we spoke quite a bit about the verse that says, except a corn fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. That's John 12. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. You know, we had a tomato plant here last week that had a bunch of tomatoes ripening on it. I picked one or two since then. But you know that that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? The fruit is a beautiful thing. And Jesus said, if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And we talked about that the death that it dies is not that it dies in the sense that we think there's no more life in a body that dies, but there's actually inside the husk or the hull, there is life. And what has to die is that hull. It has to be put in the ground. It has to give up its identity and give it over, and then the life can spring forth. And we are the same way. We do not die in that there is no more of us at all left. We still are here. But we die in that we die to ourselves, and we give ourselves to God. We die in that we give up our rights and who we are and what we are. I brought a few more things this morning for you to see. If you'll pardon me, I do like fruits and vegetables. This is a little squash here. It's a beautiful patty pan squash. Yellow and kind of deep yellow. You can tell it's a beautiful thing. And peppers. These are pretty, aren't they? They're also very tasty. It's fruit of the vine. Whether these things are called vegetables or fruits. Anybody know what this is? Green beans. I picked these this morning. They're just about done. But there's a few still there. And I brought a tomato again, and a little cantaloupe that's not real great, but anyway, I just wanted us to see this fruit. Fruit is beautiful, isn't it? Fruit tastes good. Vegetables taste good. Spices, they add something, don't they? Things that are grown, they're beautiful. They're worthwhile. I've admired this. We picked it some time back, and it's been sitting. We've got a couple of them in there. They're just beautiful in the kitchen there. I admired these peppers. It's to me, it's beautiful. I enjoy going outside. We don't have a big garden. I want you to know it's just a little bit. But it does produce some fruit, and it's beautiful, and it's tasty. And you know, this morning, I want us to remember something. God wants our lives to be like this, folks. Do we realize that the Lord really wants our life to produce? He's not looking for a stoic, a type of relationship with us that's one like we have with a machine. The Lord is looking to take our lives and to produce beautiful things, to produce things that are lovely, things that have value, things that they matter in life. You know, it's in fruits and vegetables to have many of the vitamins and the minerals that we have, that we need so much. We find many of those things in those, don't we? It's good. It's good stuff. And I want to encourage us this morning to look at our lives and realize that God wants to produce beautiful fruit from our lives. I know we talked about this last week. We're not going to stay on the same vein this morning, but I want us to remember something. The Lord wants to do this in our life. He wants to take our life, and He wants to do something for us, and He wants to make something in our life that's beautiful. The Lord wants to do that. Is He concerned in destroying lives? No. He has no, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Do we realize that God wants to produce some things in our life that gives light to the world? It gives hope. Light gives hope. Light gives growth. Light gives strength. Light gives security. There's so many. It gives warmth. Light is a good thing, isn't it? It's beautiful. And the Lord wants to take our lives, and He wants us. He said, "You're the light of the world." Well, I thought Jesus was the light of the world. You know what? There's a lot of different kinds of analogies that the Lord uses to make us realize He wants to use our lives, folks. God wants to take our life and make something very productive, very beautiful out of your life and your life and your life and my life. All of us. He wants to do that this morning. And He's not looking for any duds. He doesn't have any duds in His. He has only lives that He wants to make beautiful this morning. And the Lord wants to do that. In a world that's filled with violence and hatred, one song says, in a world that's filled with trouble and turmoil and worry and pain, and it is all around us. We heard some of it this morning. He wants there to be some bright and vibrant fruit. He wants there to be some folks that produce all their life long, produce things that give people hope, produce things that feed people. The Lord wants to do that all our life long. And so this morning, I want us to remember a couple of other verses and then we'll move on. Last week, we have been talking about, for several weeks, this is the fourth week we've talked about some of these things. Matthew 16 and 24, the scripture says, "Then said Jesus unto His disciples, If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow Me." You know, we know that Jesus had a cross, didn't He? We know that Jesus died on a cross for our sins, didn't He? But did you know that you have a cross too? And your cross is directly related to the fruit that you bear. Now maybe we think that we don't want a cross. We just want the fruit. That's all. It don't work that way. Jesus said, "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone." We cannot bear fruit unless we give ourselves completely to God. And that's what dying means. It means giving up our way, giving up ourself to the Lord, and letting ourself die to our own desires and what we would do. That's what it means. And when we do that, what springs forth? First, a little shoot. It's beautiful, isn't it, to watch it. You plant it, and a few days later, here this little green thing's coming up. And a few weeks later, it's got leaves and all this stuff on it. And a few weeks go by, however many days for the different things, and you see fruit begin to appear. It's the cycle. It's the way God made things. And so we have to take up our cross and follow Him. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, we mentioned this as well. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God." Do you know that the cross, the place that we die, the place that we lay our life down to the Lord, that is foolishness to the world. To those that perish, it's foolishness. But to us, it is the power of God. That is where the Lord anoints. That is where we find Him when we die to ourself, when we die to the things that we would. That is when life begins to spring forth. That's when we have given up our life and our little seed, and something else springs forth out of it. And we had that tomato plant here last week, and here that little seed, you all could, none of you raised your hand that you could see the seed on the end of my finger. But there was the result of a seed that was planted. All these tomatoes, all these leaves, all this beautiful plant. You know what? God wants to do that for us this morning. And so the Lord uses many analogies to get our attention and to teach us the things that He wants to use. So we want to change a little bit this morning. Not that we're changing from the fruit bearing, because the Lord has different ways to bring things out. But I want us to go to Matthew, the 13th chapter, and we're just going to kind of stay there mostly, Lord willing. I want to read Matthew 13, starting at verse 3. And Jesus gave us something here that is so valuable and so important to our life. And He said this. Now Jesus here is changing the analogy. He's been talking about, we've been talking about scriptures that bring out that the seed, that we are the seed. We give ourselves to God. And we die, and then we bring forth fruit. But now He wants to talk about another type of analogy where the Word of God is the seed, and we are the ground. We are the response to the seed this morning. But He's still talking about bearing fruit. He's still talking about growing good things in our life. And it says here, starting at verse 3, "And He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow." Somebody that was a farmer, somebody a gardener. He went forth to plant. "And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on the wayside, and just the fowls came, the birds came, and they ate them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." You know, I'm amazed at that little statement that Jesus used there. He used it quite a few times in the Bible, actually. "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what I've just said," he says. And so it goes on, "And the disciples came," verse 10, "and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Now, why would he say that? It's given to you to know the mysteries of heaven, but to them it's not given. He gives us a little clue here. "For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath." Now you remember the parable where the Lord gave talents out, and one went and hid their talent in the earth, and one produced what, fivefold or tenfold or different. He had more than one parable there. And we see that he took away the one from the one that hid his talent, and he gave it to the one that was using what he had given him. Now, Jesus had been walking in the midst of these people and speaking to them. His disciples were following him diligently. But listen to what he says. "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Now Jesus said, this is why I'm going to take it away. This is why, because their ears are dull of hearing. I've been preaching to them, and they haven't been listening. And I'm going to take it away. Did you know that the Lord isn't necessarily going to keep dealing with you the same as He does at one time all your life if you just don't listen to Him? Do you know He can take that away and quit dealing with us? And so these people, He said, their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Their heart was waxed gross. It was lazy. It wasn't willing to follow the ways of God. You know, it's important for us to get in step with the Lord and follow His ways. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Do you know this morning that there was many people in the olden times that wished to see the day of the Messiah? They wished to see the day of Christ, the day when the Lord would visit His people and redeem them. They wanted to see that day. But folks, we've seen that day, haven't we? We're in that day. The Lord has come. He has brought to us eternal life. And will we be dull of hearing? Will we be fruitless in our life? Will we have nothing like this to show? Will the world have something to see that there is a God? Or will we be without fruit? And so He begins to explain this little parable this morning. I love this parable. I've read it so many times in my life. He goes on to say, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Now, do we know what that means? Somebody didn't let the seed get planted in their life. The Word of God came. It came to them. It's coming to us this morning. The Lord imparts to us His Word. He challenges us in our private devotions. By the things that happen in our life, God comes to us and He speaks to us, doesn't He? Do you know that we can be just like this, where the seed, you put the seed, we could put it here on this counter, and it would never bring forth anything. And He said that those that receive seed by the wayside are like that. I think Clark said, perhaps more properly, regardeth it not, does not lay his heart to it. In Mark, Clark says to the same parable, he says, or negligently. He hears it negligently. He just doesn't regard it. Maybe he's having party time. Maybe he just doesn't, I went and then I forgot. As soon as I was gone, I didn't lay it to heart. I didn't take it to my life. I just went on. And so maybe in our life we're young. Do you know, folks, that we're going to be old if we keep living? We're going to meet the Lord one day. All of us are. And so we want to hear. We want to hear what the Lord has to say. And this one, the seed, it was just laying there. And what came and got it? The fowls. The fowls. The birds. The spirits. The spirits of the world. The thing. Folks, if we don't take the Word when we have it, do you know it will escape us? Do you know I've met with people way on down in their life that sat in the assembly of the saints many, many years when they were young, And I'm surprised at what little comprehension there is many times of real God-given life and God-given things. So this morning, I just want to encourage us to let the seed of the Word of God work in our heart and in our life. Luke 21 and 34, I just want to read that and then we'll come back here. It says this, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." You know, that seed can be taken, and we may never get it planted in our hearts after that. I've seen people come to the end of their way and they still haven't done anything about it. Folks, we've got to let the Word of God take root in our life. Now, this person, it was like as if it just fell out there on somewhere. Maybe it was on ground, but the ground never let it down in. It wasn't tilled. It wasn't worked. And it brought forth no fruit. But you know, that wasn't... There's four analogies here. And I have to believe that all of us fall in one of these categories. And probably at different times in our life, we may fall in different categories. But here it says, it goes on to say, "But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." By and by he takes his way and does other things. I want to show you a little something I brought. You see this? What is this, children? What is this here? It's a rock, isn't it? You know what's on top of it? A plant. Can you recognize what it is? It's a strawberry plant. And it's got a little soil on it. I want to ask, how many of you think this is going to grow into a nice big plant this morning? Anybody think this is going to bear strawberries the way it is? It's not going to do it, is it? I can accurately predict this plant's never going to bear in this situation. It's never going to bear. Why? It's a no-brainer, isn't it? We all know, because it's sitting on a rock. There's no place for the roots to go down. There's no place. There's no place for the Lord to work. This plant, we could say from a plant perspective, it has no place for the roots to go because it's hard. Do you know we're like that if we're not careful? Do you know that we can be like this, and the Word of God can come to us? And believe me, this looks pretty good, doesn't it, this fruit? And we can hear the Word. Oh, I want that. I want to bear fruit like that. And we grow. And it's wonderful, isn't it? But you know what? We've got to have a depth of soil there. Maybe there was some things. Maybe this could be likened in our life to something that I'm just unwilling to do. Because see, the scripture goes on to say here, it says, he doesn't have root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he dies or he's offended. You know what that persecution or tribulation is? That's what we have to be willing to endure that. When we take up our cross to follow the Lord, we have to say, "Lord, whatever it takes, I want to go to heaven." And so the roots of the Word of God begin to go down into our soil, our life, our heart. And we begin to yield to it. And maybe we were a proud person. And the Lord begins to work with that. Do you know, if we stay in our pride, it'll be like this rock. The roots can never go down. But do you know, if we break it up, if we allow the Lord good soil to work in, if we allow Him a place that He begins to work, do you know that it's natural for things to grow and bear fruit? It's natural. It's beautiful, in fact. Who doesn't like the fruit? Well, maybe you don't like one of these or two of them, but we all like some fruit, some vegetables, don't we? You know, this morning, we can be one of those bearers today. But we might have to do something about the soil. We might have to get more than this initial. We might have to get more than some soil that this is great and it grows. Folks, the Lord wants the roots to go down. Only we can provide Him that. Only we can say, okay, I will take my pride. I will let it. I will plant it. I will give it to the Lord. I will allow the Lord to work in my life. I will give Him my rights. These are my rights. These are my rights. There's no way. You know what? We're safe when we give them to God. We're safe. We're safe with our rights when we give them to God. We're safe. We're not going to disintegrate because God Almighty will uphold us this morning. Do you know there's lots of other things? There's our selfishness that includes all the things that we're going to mention. Our pride. Our selfishness. Do you know we have to give that to the Lord? Now, before the Lord gave this analogy to us about the seed giving up its husk or its hull, but now He's giving us a different analogy to bring about the same thing, the same fruit. He says, your soil. You're going to have good soil. That's only what we can give to God. If we give Him a rock and we say, no, Lord, you can't penetrate that place. You can't go there. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to bear that. I'm not willing. Do you know, we say that if we're not careful, don't we? Folks, the people that are going to heaven are the ones that say, Lord, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, I'm going to humble myself until you give me grace. And do you know when we do that, He gives us grace. And that's a place where our soil begins to become enriched. What I have found in the little bit of gardening we've done is that when the conditions are right, things grow. Do you know that if there's no fruit coming on, there's something missing? There's something in the soil that's not right. And so do we give up? No. We start finding out, hey, what's happened here? Why isn't this thing producing? And what does it need? And so we don't throw it out. Does the Lord throw us out because we have a little deficiency? He starts working with us. And He said that about the fig, didn't He? That let's dig about it. And let's see if it'll bear fruit next year. Let's give it what it needs, and then we'll see. And so this morning, maybe it's our stubbornness. Maybe it's our contentions about things. This is the way it is. This is where I'm not giving from here. I'm not giving. You know, people are like that. I've found people are like that. I was praying with a man one time that wanted to get saved. But when it came to forgiveness, he said, there is no way I'm forgiving them. And I tried to reason with him and talk with him. He said, no way. There's no way. There's no way. You know what? Had he seen hurt and devastation? Yes, he had. One of the world wars. But do you know, folks, we have to give it all to God. We have to give our contentions to God. We have to give those places that we would say, I'm not giving up here. we're safe to give it to God. We're safe. We don't have to be like this rock. That rock's never going to bear fruit. Now, it's going to be there. It's going to be there. It's going to be a rock. A little one, but it's going to be a rock. It's just going to be hard. There's nothing good about that, folks. Not when it comes to our life. Let's bear fruit in our life. Let's let the Lord have His way. Let's let Him dig down into our life and begin to deal with things, and His Word comes, and we never say no to Him. We never refuse the dealings of His Word and His Spirit in our life. You know, the scripture, Job said this. Now, Job, if anybody was in a place to back up and say, I'm not going any further, it would be Job, wouldn't you say? I don't know anybody that went through more, except maybe Joseph. He said, for God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. But he didn't say, I'm not serving that God anymore. He humbled himself, didn't he? He did say, oh, I wish I could meet with God face to face. I wish I could pour out my thoughts. But you know what? He never charged God foolishly. And he never came against him. If we're going to make it to heaven, we can. And if we're going to go to heaven, let's don't try to go at the last minute. Let's bear some fruit. Let's give the world something that we can leave to them. Let's give them something beneficial, wholesome, healthy, and tasty. That's what God's people give the world. And that's what He wants us to give. If we're all dried up in our way and we're all cranky and all those things, folks, the Lord has a lot more for us than that. If we're selfish and people deal with us and they always get a bad taste in their mouth, the Lord has more for us than that. Oh, He wants us to bear fruit. He wants our life to be something wholesome for the world. And I believe He'll make it that way. Strife. Do you know that this rock can be strife? It can be something that we've just got an axe to grind. And we're not giving it up. We've got an axe to grind. And we're going to hold it right there. When we come to God, just do it His way. Just give it to Him. And then let him fight our battles. Let Him show us what to do. And do you know what that brings about? It brings about all fruits of the Spirit. What are they? Peace, love, and joy, and long-suffering, and gentleness, and kindness, and a couple of others there. You know, the Lord wants those things to be in our life. And what's wrong with those? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it is that we have to die to ourselves. Because we can't manifest joy when somebody is causing us discomfort and pain unless we've died to ourselves. That's impossible. But folks, the Lord has a little higher bar sometimes. Sometimes we think of it as you know, this is hard. But the Lord wants us to see a whole different picture. This fruit that I want you to bear, I want it to be in your life. I want it to be full and abundant. I want it to be a plant that is full. When tribulation or persecution ariseth, says, no, I've gone as far as I'm going. I'm not enduring that. No. And anon, let's see. By and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the deceitfulness of riches, and choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. The care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. You know, there's just maybe too much in our life sometimes. Maybe we just have too many ambitions. You know, I could be a person like that. 100 different things, 100 different ways. But do you know, the Lord wants us to make sure that we take care of our soul. He wants us to be sure. I brought something for us to remember on that too. This isn't a very good illustration, but it's all I could grab fast. See this little planter here? It's full. I don't know. If I drop a seed down in the middle of that, I don't know if there'd be enough for it to be able to grow. It's just too full. Do you know that we can be like that in our life? And the Lord is giving us another illustration here. Not only do I want your seed to be good, but I want you to provide me a soil that when I give my word, it produces. Don't let there be too much that the word cannot produce. Don't let there be too much in our life that we cannot take time to scan a chapter, that we cannot take time to absorb His word, that we cannot take time to grow by it and to take into our life those nutrients, that water of life that God wants to give us. Do you know that when we get our life so full, sometimes there's not enough left for the Lord? And that's the truth. We have to be careful to give God His part, because see, He made us for Himself, not for all these other things. And we think, I don't have time for God, but He is the one. He is the one reason we're here. And so we take care of that. I decided when I was young, I'm going to take care of that at the expense of anything else. I'm going to take care of that soul. I'm going to take care of the things of God, the work that He calls me to. I want to be faithful. Can we not be faithful in the things of the Lord? When He gives us a little job to do, will it be squeezed out? Well, we never can grow because the Lord's given us a little responsibility. And it never can get any bigger. Just a little old thing. It just can't ever get big enough to really bear much fruit. Or just little tiny berries or something. Listen, the Lord wants our life to bear something good. And He has that in mind for every one of us. But does it? I'm not accusing us this morning. I want to challenge us this morning to a little higher place. Sometimes I look at the congregation and I see the gifts, and many gifts I don't even know here. And I see and I recognize what God could do with this life, just totally given over to Him. And I recognize what God is able with a willing heart, with a heart that is willing to make sure that the other things don't crowd it out. I'm not going to let things crowd it out. If God gives it to me, and it's not my own thinking, it's not just my own desires and my own drive. If God gives it to me, it's going to grow and produce fruit. If He gives you a responsibility, and He wants to give us a responsibility, do we recognize that this morning? He wants to give us a responsibility, you and me, every one of us. And our plant begins to grow from that. And God wants us to bring forth much fruit, we read here earlier. And the care of this world can be so great, can't it? Folks, I don't want us to pass over this lightly. Let's don't let it be so much. I'll tell you how you take care of that. You make a determination in your mind that I'm taking care of my soul. And I'm taking care of the responsibilities God gives to me first. I'm going to make sure that happens at the expense of everything else. And if we'll do that, the important things will be taken care of. Because there's a dynamic that God put in there. That when we take care of Him, He takes care of us. And we might not have to do so much of other things. That's the dynamic that God puts into our life. And if we don't make Him first, we never know it. We only say, I don't know how I could have ever lived close to the Lord, because we can do that if we will. A little bit more here. He also that received, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Well, maybe we don't understand. What do we do when we don't understand something? We get busy, don't we? When I don't understand a word, I often look it up in the dictionary. I want to know what it means. I want to understand. When I don't understand how something works, many times I want to get busy and figure it out. I want to see how it works. Do you know this morning, he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, some 100, some 60, some 30. And so we know that the Lord, he wants to bear fruit. It's not all going to be the same, folks. We're not all going to bear the same amount of fruit. He said some 100, some 60, and some 30. But he wants us to bear this morning. And he loves to bear his fruit through us. And it's a beautiful thing. I love to see those plants, even if they're not bearing as much as others. I like to see them, that they have some on there. We've got some little cherry tomatoes. And they're not big, but there might be 150 of them on a plant. Last year when the first frost came, the heavy frost, I picked, I think, 250 off of one of the plants. Do you know, that's just a different kind of plant, but it's bearing exactly what God planned for it to bear. And you and I are like that this morning, and I just want to encourage us to not let anything stop us from those things. Let's get our soil right. What I have found is, if the soil doesn't bear, then there's some amendments, there's some work that needs to be done with the soil. And so when we see ourselves a little deficient, and we do sometimes, don't we? When we see that we need something, let's don't just get discouraged. The Lord wants us to bear, and he's willing to help us. It's his word that comes into our heart and begins to enrich it with faith and with confidence and with strength and with blessing and with joy and with so many things. The Lord begins to work in us, doesn't he? Y'all pray for me.